to start my soul to see. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
We already have 30 people watching.
And I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
morning bridge. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Good morning, family of God that calls itself the bridge here at St. Paul's Muskego. And good morning to all of God's people really around the globe who are watching this morning. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is a privilege and a pleasure to have you with us as we spend time together in God's Word. Pastor Pete is coming at us with a special message from God's Word, a series of four messages using four candles with the return of the light to the world and the promises of Jesus Christ. Four messages that will remind us of whose we are because Jesus rose from the dead. A few reminders for us as we get rolling this morning before we get into our worship. Connect with us at St. Paul's for traditional worship and for the bridge through the websites listed on the slides. Connect with us at Facebook and at Instagram. These slides have been appearing before you, and they'll come again to you at the end. And Mike's got something to say.
So last week we asked for people to send us in pictures from your worship from the family church, right? And so what we found out is that everybody took pictures of their television of what was happening on the bridge. That's not what we meant. Do you know what a selfie is? So if you've never done a selfie before, you turn the camera on and you turn the other camera on and you face it so that if the TV's in the background, you and your whole family take a picture like that. So if you guys could send us an Easter picture, we would love to gather those and to be able to assemble them as part of our bridge family from afar, and a family church that's happening around literally the country and maybe parts of the world as well. So if you could later on, especially for Glorious Day when we have a chance to jump around and to celebrate, to be able to just take a family church selfie to remind everybody that we're worshiping together way more than what you can see in this little limited space, right?
Excellent. Beautiful.
And then follow us on Facebook.
So and then we'll selfie ourselves at some point with the band behind. Yeah.
Yes, 6 feet apart.
So connect with us through your selfies as you connect with us online through things here at St. Paul's and at the Bridge. Pastor Pete's been connecting with us throughout the Lenten season, throughout this pandemic time in our world, through daily devotions, taking us on a journey to the empty tomb that doesn't end today. It actually is a new beginning of the journey to the empty tomb. So watch for his daily devotions online. Connect with us through the church phone lines. You can leave a message for any of the pastors. It comes to us as an email. We'll get back to you very quickly that way. You can also connect with us through the website. And also, if you are in need of assistance in the days and weeks that are still coming, connect with us for assistance, or if you're eager to love people and to assist others, connect with us, especially through Sally Wallner. Again, you can do that online. 1 week from today, we are planning a food drive for the Muskego Food Pantry. And the directions are on the screen, 2 until 3:30 next Sunday, to drop off food in a very safe way to help rebuild the storehouse of the Muskego Food Pantry. Pastor Pete's bringing our message again from the Word of God today. Mike Wessendorf is leading our band. Remember the offering during this time for God's people and our journey apart. We wish you were all here. Jesus is with us. He's with you. But Jesus uses the gifts of God's people to carry forward the ministry. So remember the offering, either mailing it into St. Paul's or texting it into us or through online giving. Again, these slides repeated at the end. Today we begin our If Then series with Pastor Pete. If the grave is empty, if Jesus has risen, then. A lot of things to talk about in the weeks to come. So join us this week and next and in the weeks to come, either traditional worship online or live at the bridge next Sunday. All those things said, let us bow our heads and our hearts before our God and let us worship the risen King. early in the morning, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scriptures that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Why are you crying? The angels asked Mary that question. Jesus, Mary, asked Mary that question. Why are you crying? She had good reason for tears. Her world was broken. She had followed Jesus from Galilee. God had performed a miracle in her life, and now Jesus was gone, and she was all alone in a newly broken world. Why are you crying? There was a good reason for Mary's tears. And there's good reason for our tears as well. We too live in a broken world, don't we? The world has changed in ways that we could never have imagined. And we feel so very much all alone. And tears come easy. If only you and I experienced what Mary experienced that day in the garden. If only we heard a voice behind us that spoke our name. Mary, Peter, Sally, David, Heidi. If only we could turn and see that the Savior is risen and we are not alone. If only. But the good news is, there was a time when the Savior spoke your name. If you have been baptized, I would invite you to go back to your baptism. Because there, the Father, Jesus' Father and your Father, spoke your name. Oh, it may have sounded like a pastor's voice, but it was Jesus God and your God who said, Peter, John, Andrew, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In your baptism, the risen Savior is also speaking your name. And he invites you to turn towards him and know that you are not alone. You see, we do live in a broken world, but we are not alone. If the tomb is empty, then why are we crying?
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made through? We do. All creation groaning, it is a new creation coming, it is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst, it is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root. Is he worthy?
of all blessing and honor and glory. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? He is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is. He
first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
The disciples thought the women were foolish. They were talking about things that were impossible. Someone who was dead could not be alive again. But one of those disciples reacted differently. The apostle Peter ran out to the tomb. Why was Peter different? Well, the last time that Peter had seen Jesus was when Peter was in the courtyard of Caiaphas, the high priest. Thursday night, Jesus had warned Peter before the rooster crows, "You will disown me three times." And Peter said, "No, no, never, Lord. I am willing to die with you." But there in that courtyard, Peter denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. And just as he denied Jesus the third time, the rooster crowed. And Luke is the one who records that just as that rooster crowed, Jesus looked right at Peter. And then Peter remembered. And he went out and wept bitterly. I can understand why Peter ran out to the tomb with tear-stained cheeks, overwhelmed with a sense of guilt, wondering if the Savior whom he denied could possibly be alive to give him the promise of forgiveness that he so desperately wanted
and needed. I appreciate that Peter ran out to that tomb, because I am so very much like the Apostle Peter. Not just my name, but the Savior has also warned me. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me. No, not in those words, but I have sinful patterns in my life, and right now, one of them that I see that I hate is just all the disruption that's happened in our lives right now causes me to be filled with a sense of frustration and impatience. And I'll say something, and my tone says that I am impatient and angry. And as soon as it comes out of my lips, I'm sorry. And I vow, it'll never happen again. Never, Lord, never. And then the rooster crows. And it happens again. And I've reason to go out and weep bitterly. How about you? Aren't we all like Peter? But we have heard good news from the women. The Savior has risen. Let's run out to the tomb and see for ourselves. Because if Jesus is risen, if the tomb is empty, then there is hope for sinners like us. All right.
Let us join together and confess our sins to our God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus was delivered over to death for our transgressions and raised to life for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Let there be no more fear or trembling. With Peter, let us run with our burden of sin and guilt to the empty tomb and there find access into God's forgiving love together. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful. Like the Apostle Peter, I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. By thoughts, words, and actions, I have denied you as my Lord. Hear me as I confess to you the sin and guilt that most burden my heart today. And together, for the sins I know, and for those sins of which I am not aware, I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my risen Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to you, as he was merciful to the Apostle Peter. Jesus willingly became the atoning sacrifice for your sin. His resurrection declares to you that the punishment for your sins has been paid. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people say, Amen. Christ is risen. I am forgiven. I am a saint in my Father's eyes. Alleluia.
Savior has risen. You and I will rise victorious from the grave too. But perhaps you're skeptical. You've never seen miracles like that. In fact, in this book, there are all kinds of miracles that are recorded that are hard to believe. Miracles like Jonah staying alive for 3 days in the belly of a fish. Or that this entire world was created in 6 days. Or more personally, that I'm forgiven no matter what I've done. That I have a God who loves me in spite of what's happening to me. That I have a God who is in control of all things, even now in this time of pandemic and economic distress for so many. There are a lot of things that are hard to understand in this book and hard to believe. And so, it's easy to be a skeptic and feel incredibly far away from this God who rose from the dead that we celebrate this Easter morning. But if you're skeptical, you are in the right place. Because Jesus could have spent his Easter evening with a lot of different people. But that Easter afternoon, he chose to walk alongside two men who were walking from Jerusalem out to the village of Emmaus, about 7 miles away. Oh, they had heard the impossible, that the Jesus that they had believed in is risen from the dead, but they didn't believe in that resurrection. They were skeptics. But Jesus chose on that special day to spend an afternoon and an evening with two skeptics. And he opened the scriptures to them, and he showed from the scriptures that the Savior, the Christ, the promised Messiah, had to die and rise again. That this whole book ultimately finds its fulfillment in this day, that our sins are forgiven, that eternal life is ours because Jesus has risen from the grave. Are you skeptical? I would invite you to join the Savior in the coming days and weeks, opening this book, reading Matthew's account and Mark's account and Luke's account and John's account, searching the scriptures to find out if it's really true. Because if the tomb is empty, Jesus' conversation with those two men on the way to Emmaus says, if the tomb is empty, there is room for skeptics like us.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find the body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself."
The Savior came for people like us who sometimes may feel so very far removed from him. And the risen Savior invites us to come to him in prayer. Would you please join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, you see all the fears and concerns that fill our hearts this day, and perhaps this Easter more than others in the past. The events of the last month have perhaps made us feel so very distant from you. And so we come, and we ask that you who have opened the scriptures to us would remove the doubts and questions in our minds, give us confidence that you have risen from the grave, that you sit at the right hand of God and rule all things for the good of your church and for each of us as members of your church. And so we place all of our fears, all of our concerns, the questions that rise in our minds, we place them into your hands, confident that if you rose from the dead, then you hear our prayers and can answer them, and we need not be afraid anymore. Lord, we pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ, family members, friends who are in some of those at-risk categories, that we're afraid for their health and their lives. We ask that you would use your almighty power to protect them and give them help and life. Most of all, we pray that you would give them the confidence that you are with them, and that nothing can separate them or us from your love, if it be your will, not even death itself. You rose from the dead, and we're going to rise too. Lord, we do believe that. Help us when the doubts arise. We place into your care also those people who are on the front lines. We thank and praise you for the medical caregivers, the paramedics, the police, firefighters, serving those who may be desperately sick, fearful for their own health, but fearful for their own families as well. We pray for those essential workers who are still out there in the public that every day are wondering if they're going to walk home into their houses with that virus that will affect somebody they love. And we just, again, join them carrying that heavy burden to you and just ask you, Lord, to carry that burden for them and assure them that you are with them, the risen Savior. And it's because you came and died and rose again that we have the privilege of calling your Father our Father. And so hear us as we join together in praying. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Favorite Easter hymns, I know for a lot of you it is as well. And a number of years I was down in bluegrass country and I heard real bluegrass people play bluegrass music. I saw the joy in their eyes, a rhythm we like to call it the boom chuck. There's a joy in it, and I was looking at the lyrics of this hymn and just thinking about Revelation chapter 5, how full Revelation 4, creation is singing the praises of its creator, and then the elders sing for the God who is. But you and I have something more to say. We can talk about how God is the one who redeemed us. And so here's the story in song form. So what I'd like to do is teach you guys a refrain. I know that we've got a lot of people online who maybe have never joined us before. So as you celebrate in your family church at home, we're going to teach you a refrain. I'm going to sing it once. You guys sing it out. And then you guys got a song to clap along to with us, all right? It sounds like this. So do not fear the darkness of night. Christ has risen and brought us to life. So cast your cares upon the one. His life now makes God's daughters and sons. You guys sing out with us? So do not fear. So do not fear the darkness of night. Christ has risen and brought us to life. So cast your cares upon the one whose life now makes you God's daughter.
Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ rose and thou open his fair Eden's door. For all our transgression, his blood does atone. Redeemed and forgiven, we now are his own. So do not fear the darkness of night. Christ has risen and brought us to life. So cast your care. Christ has risen and brought us to life. So cast your cares upon the one whose right now makes you God's daughters and sons.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost gone." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he walked with us along the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to us." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That Easter evening, Jesus was recognized by the two disciples as the risen Savior by the breaking of bread. It's our prayer today as we celebrate Easter with you that Jesus is recognized as the risen Savior in the lessons that we have heard. There are more witnesses that you can interview on your own reading. Again, read Mark, Matthew, Luke, John's last chapters and see for yourself that he is risen. And if he has risen, if that tomb is empty, then you and I, we have good news to share.
Having heard the witnesses, let us confess what we believe to be true. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. We will not all sleep, But we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Amen. This is the good news we celebrate today. This is the good news we proclaim.
As we close our time together, so grateful that you could join us and to be a part of Easter Sunday. I know it's not the same, but you know, maybe this is that memory that children will talk about decades from now. Maybe it's a story about how the church came alive in its neighborhoods in a meaningful way as we looked around us and found that the Word of God was dwelling right here within our own house and with our own mouth. Perhaps it's a resurrection in your family or in your life, whether you be single, whether you be a child, whether you be 85 years old, whether you come from a broken home or whether you come from a nuclear family. Is God raising up for this world a picture of the gospel of Christ's forgiveness for you and me? That we could be able to share it with the world, that first and foremost, God calls you by name. He forgives you. He invites the skeptic to ask the questions and to walk with him in the doubt, because he's going to be there with you in your doubt, and to finally come home at last to the life that he has given you and me. Is that something to celebrate or what? We're going to sing a song that we love to sing here. Normally we would be seeing people bouncing up and down to this one, and we can't see you. Singing Glorious Day, that we came out of this grave. But we would love to be able to see your family, church, or just you enjoying the truth that God will call you by name. If you haven't had a chance to see the Good Friday service, please watch it. It's on our Facebook pages, our website, stpaulmuskego.org. You need to see it. Pastor Bonach, who was the speaker in the Good Friday, reminded us that one of the great things we want to be is to be remembered. At the end of our life, in our last moment, it's not just the don't forget me, it's no, remember me. Christ remembers you. And for that, there's something we're celebrating. We're going to sing the refrain, so you guys have a chance to sing it if you've never sung it with before. If you guys are from the bridge and you guys know this song, man, sing it so loud that the neighborhood is wondering what on earth is happening in your house.
You call my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. And I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive.
Yeah, put those hands together, we clap.
All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb.
Yeah.
Till I met you.
Oh, what a day.
When you called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name.
That's where we started today. The woman in the garden heard her name from the risen Savior, Mary. I pray that you too in this worship service have heard the risen Savior call you by name. And just as our name is sweet music to our ears, so also is the name of our Savior God. And so it is my privilege to close the service by putting his name on you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Is empty, then a lot of things come our way. Blessings from our Father in heaven through his Son, Jesus. Join us in the weeks to come between now and May 17th as we continue our Easter message, If Then. Next week, please take some time and think about, pray about, or be a part of our food drive for the Muskego Food Pantry. Information on the screen, 2 to 3:30 through St. Paul's parking lot to areas, tents marked off where you can safely drop food, drop gifts to help replenish their supply of food for our community. Do not forget offerings of God's people to his throne to keep our ministry going, especially during this time of struggle for our world and for our nation. You can give the offering in many ways. You can mail it to us, the address on the screen. You can find it online as well where you can give. You can also text to give, information on the screen and online. You can also go to our website as well. And finally, continue to be with us through our recorded messages, both traditional worship and the bridge, but also through the bridge online again next week. Pastor Pete reminded me that the last time we gathered as a worship family, a family of God, was March 15th. Let us continue to gather, blessed as we are, through this thing called the internet. And let us keep praising our God. If he is risen, then we have a message to share, and let us continue to take it to his world. Thanks for joining us. God bless your day. God bless your week. Amen.